Hey drinkers, how are you? As always, I'm doing fabulous because I am joined by my beautiful and tall co-host, Miss Maggie.
Yo, yo, yo. What's shaking, everybody? How we doing tonight? I love you, New York.
I was just going to say that. So, and we're doing even better than usual because we have drinks on hand. On hand? In our hands? Whatever.
Bowl. On tap. Got it on tap.
I wish it was on tap.
That'd be sick. Yeah, I'm drinking a nice Stella. It's my fave beer. That and there's a blueberry beer.
A blueberry beer.
Say that five times fast. It's really good. What you drinking, girl?
You know, just my typical boxed wine. It's a nice red. It's a Malbec. It smells delicious.
Oaky and crisp.
I guess it is a bit oaky. I literally just sniffed it.
I hate, like, I've gone to a restaurant before. I'm, like, perusing the wine menu, and it's, like, a vanilla, you know, berry undertaking. Just tastes like fucking wine.
You're don't, like, yes, a red.
Don't try to, you know.
Have you ever noticed that the way people, not people, but, like, companies describe perfumes is the same way they describe wines? So it's like a full-bodied red with notes of jasmine and blah, blah, blah. Perfumes are like, it's a floral
musk scent
with some sandalwood and vanilla thrown in there. And it's always like the same exact way that they describe both things. And I'm like, okay, that smells like a smell and that tastes like a red. Like, that's...
I'm just going to dump wine all over me. You won't know the difference. Because much like perfume, there's just alcohol and apparently many flavors that I can't... It's just wine flavored.
I went on a date with this guy who, like... You know how at restaurants when it's so annoying and they make you taste like this much and, like, you have to, like, swirl it around and then put it to your lips and be like, yes, I accept this wine.
I accept. Like, never been to a classy establishment, like...
Oh, this happened at Brio Tuscan Grill. Oh, okay. So
I'm just like, yeah, I'll just go to the In-N-Out, the Little Caesars.
It's the Little Caesars.
But so not a very classy restaurant at all. Just a semi-classy restaurant.
Just semi-classy. I went on a date with this guy and he, like, tried the wine. He was like, yes, I'm tasting hints of a maple oak and blah, blah, blah. And I was just looking at him and he was like, taste the wine. And so I did and I was like, it's good. He's like, so what are you tasting, though? And I was like, an oaky finish. I just copied everything he said.
An oaky finish.
I really, all I tasted was red wine that I enjoyed in my mouth. But some were just a little harsher, where you're just like...
I can do a good white wine, a Chardonnay. Whew, it's too much.
Chardonnay's far too much.
See, that's the wine that I got when it's, like, vanilla and, like, all this stuff. And I was like, okay, I think I can handle that. And I was like, hairspray?
You know what's weird, though, is, like, I know what types of wine I like. Like, in reds, I do not like Merlot. I don't like Merlot at all. Why? I couldn't tell you. I just don't enjoy it in my mouth. That's it.
What do you enjoy in your mouth hole?
I enjoy...
Your face hole. The largest face hole.
Wow, are you saying I have a big mouth?
It's everyone's largest face hole.
Oh. I enjoy a good Malbec. That's my favorite right now.
Okay.
And then Pinot Noir and Cabernet or
Thai. Pinot Noir!
What?
Wait,
is that not how you say it? Pinot Noir?
No, what's that on?
I don't know.
Okay. Never mind.
It's probably Dumb and Dumber. Knowing you.
That one was.
And then for whites, I just love Pinot Grigio. That's like my go-to is a good Pinot Grigio. Call me Ramona Singer because I have to have Pinot Grigio at all times.
A little Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm. Loves it. Oh, by the way, Maggie and I already have our Halloween costumes planned out for next year.
Yes.
We are going to be Paris and Nicole, mm-hmm. a la The Simple Life.
Yes. Nice denim outfit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was like, which outfit do you want? And I was like, definitely Nicole's, because I was looking at Paris. She's like wearing like a...
It's a like denim, a, like, corset.
Yeah, and then, like, a mini skirt. I was like, ugh. Yeah, I'll take the overall.
Are you going to go, like, full flap-down bra showing, though?
It depends on how I'm looking next Halloween. If I'm looking fly, sure.
Okay, I'll accept do it. That. I'll accept that.
If not, I'll do the overalls. Something else. You could do one unbuttoned, just have a titty hanging out.
Oh, just straight titty?
Yeah, just straight
titty. Not even titty. A bra?
Yeah, no, just straight titty.
What about a pasty?
A propeller pasty.
Or, like, what's something farm, like a cow pasty?
A cow pasty?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, like, be able to press it, though, and it moves or
something. Well, just every time someone pressed it, you could move.
Yeah. Yeah. I want it to move for me.
Oh. You could have, a app on your phone, maybe.
I'm like,
ooh, that's what we should invent. This is how we become millionaires. Interactive pasties.
Oh my god. No one steal that idea.
DM!
It's great. Copyright infringement. That's only for like music and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
DM.
Pending.
What's like another interactive pasty we could create? Oh my god, a piano pasty. So like, beep, boom, boom, like you can like so play good. Them.
You know what else I was thinking?
What?
A scratch and snip pasty. But don't scratch too hard, because there's a nip under there, bitches.
That's the best one so far, I think. A scratch and snip pasty. I like it. I also forgot what show this is on, but I think it's Freaks and Geeks. But they're like talking and this one guy's having, like, girl problems, and he's like, what's the big deal about this girl? Does she have beer-flavored nipples? Oh, it's 10 Things I Hate About You. Love that movie. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's, well, that went off on a tangent, didn't it? That was just supposed to be a simple intro, and then we start talking about interactive pasties. And if that's not our relationship in a nutshell, I don't know what is.
Don't know.
So, I have big news from this week.
Oh?
So, anyone who's listened to this podcast ever knows that I have had a crush, and I'm just gonna say it was, like, slightly exaggerated on the podcast, but it was a real crush, and I'm over it!
She's over it.
It's the biggest thing to happen to date.
Proud pop here.
Big papa.
Big papa.
Maggie said Big Papa like 15 times in the last 3 days, and I just am like, oh god, make it stop.
Once I get like fixated on a phrase, I won't stop for a while, and I go through cycles of the same phrases.
And you totally do.
It just must be the mood I'm in. I'm just in a Big Papa kind of mood. I love Aren't it when you all? Call me Big Papa.
Okay, I have never called you that.
Please
don't lie. But yeah, so this might be TMI, but I was telling Maggie about this pimple that I popped on my face. It was a gusher. And Maggie just goes like, talk about a big papa! And it was just way too much for me to handle. I immediately left the room laughing and crying at the same time.
Dr. Pimple Popper status. Do you ever watch those?
Ew, no.
You don't watch pimple popping videos once in a while?
Ugh, no.
Love it. I love popping people's pimples.
So here's the thing is I love doing that too. Mm-hmm. And like popping them and being like, yeah,
that was a good one.
It's like, it's satisfying. It's like disgustingly satisfying. But those videos are way too much for me to handle. I cannot handle them. They gross me out. Like I literally started one once and I am not even lying to you. I puked. I'm not saying like I threw up a little, like I went to my bathroom and I threw up.
No way.
Yes, it grossed me out. Like, they're so big. And then I just think about these people, like, what are you doing with your lives where you're letting a fucking pimple get that big? Why are you doing that to yourself?
She started, like, dipping into cysts and stuff, and I can't fuck with that. I can fuck with a pimple, though, for sure.
But who would let a pimple get that big?
I don't know. Why don't, like, just pop it yourself, man.
Call your sister. Call your mother. Call your brother. Call your dad.
Call me.
Literally anyone. and they'll pop your pimples for you. You don't need to wait for it to get the size of your fucking head to pop it.
Please call me for all your pimple needs.
That's gross, Maggie. There's going to be some people with, like, head-sized pimples now calling you.
No one has reached out to me to date, so... Cheers.
Well, we have that in common.
Yeah, while we're at the beginning of the podcast, before some of you drop off, follow us on Instagram. Follow me at I Had to Say Hi. Follow her at Samantha Cobes. Follow the podcast at Socially Drinking.
Mm-hmm. On Facebook and Instagram, and it's Socially Drink on Twitter.
Yep. There you go, y'all. You have no excuse now. Yeah. Just kidding, unless you, like, dropped off when I was talking about pimple popping
and Big Papa.
And Big Papa and interactive pasties.
Oh, no one dropped off during interactive pasties. Are you kidding me? That was gold.
It's fucking brilliant.
People are, like, right now going to be writing it down and trying to... We have to copyright this shit, like, tomorrow before we release this episode.
Oh my god. Just one more interactive pasty thing I just thought of. You could have, like, instead of doing a card for people's birthdays, you could do an interactive pasty situation where they open and play a happy birthday song. Wait,
they, like, open your shirt?
Yeah.
Well, and then they...
And then you can open your pasties. Boots? You can open the pasties and it'll say a happy birthday greeting and play a song.
And, like, blow confetti at you.
Exactly. Okay, that's all.
I'm into it. But that interactive pasty would be less pasty and more of, like, a bar bra.
Yeah.
You know, like a... That didn't make any sense. A bar bra, like, what does that mean? But, like, a bra shaped like a bar that is attached to either of your nipples and then opens like a book.
I like it. I like it.
Okay, so now we all know the definition of bar bra. It is not a bra that you wear to the bar.
Also trademark, so write that down.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
So this week has been pretty boring for mm-hmm. me because it's one of the first weeks that I've been back in town and mm-hmm. not insanely busy, but I actually have still been insanely busy, so
yeah,
whatever. But I had some free time this week. So, first things first, Ariana Grande released mm-hmm. her new song, Thank You, Next, in which she says she's so fucking grateful for her exes. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that that was really funny timing, because literally on the Halloween episode, I talked about what hexes I would put on my ex, because I hate them all so much. And I'm just gonna say that Ariana Grande, like, you are a bigger person, you are a better woman than I, because I am not so fucking grateful for my exes. I kind of hope they all have miserable lives going forward. And I got my monthly Brazilian wax today, fun fact, listeners, and my waxer used to be the same waxer who served. Oh, I was going to say service, and I was like, oh, fuck no, that's not the right word.
You're not a fucking car, Sam.
Or, like, she's not a prostitute. She's not servicing people.
She replaced my oil, oiled me up real good, ragged me down.
Well, she does do that, but, but she's the same, she's actually how I met my ball waxing boyfriend.
The ball waxer. Can I always got to say.
Can you even call him a boyfriend? We dated for like 4 months.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys were exclusively a thing.
That's so, yeah. True. That's so pathetic and sad. But so she starts talking about him. And I fully lost my train of thought, by the way. But she's talking about him and she's like, I haven't seen or heard of him for a while and blah, blah, blah. I meant to reach out to him and then I just didn't because I realized I didn't really care that much. And I was like, that's how I felt for the last, like, that's how I felt 3 out of the 4 months of our relationship. I just didn't care.
Well, here's the thing. You can, like, be in solace that perhaps maybe he's not seeing anyone because he's not getting the ball wax.
I was just going to say something like that. Like, since he hasn't been able to afford his monthly wax appointments, do you think it's just, like, a full bush of balls down there?
A bush of balls? He's just grown more balls? It's not the hair that's growing, it's the balls.
Like, what? I have to say, a bush on the balls, but whatever. Whatever.
A bushel of balls.
Like, do you think it's just, like, Yeah. Massive, like, 70s style bush?
Probs.
Or do you think he's just, like, Bic razoring that shit off?
No, it's probably full bush. He's probably has to wear, like, baggy pants now.
He had to size up.
Had to size up in the pants.
He can't even wear whitey tighties anymore. He has to go straight boxers.
Yeah, the hairs poke through. They're probably poking through the jeans. He probably has to wear two layers of pants.
So he, like, wears those long underwear to, like, contain it a little bit and then put pants on over it.
Compression shorts, leggings, then jeans.
It's wild, you guys. His bush is out of control. I kind of want to call him and ask him how his bush is doing.
It's probably going to go, like, all over the world. Bush coming, bushel of balls coming near you, somewhere in your town.
Bush 2019. No, this is not an election.
I am not voting for Bush 2019. Oh my god, that reminds me. Really quick. So I went...
I'm sorry.
I went to vote. I was happy. I was voting. I was doing my civil American duty. Service. You're welcome, America. So I walk in and there's this old bag volunteering at the voting thing. And she goes, "Are you here to vote?"
No.
And I was like, yeah.
She'd be like, "No, I'm here to order a fucking panini. What do you think I'm here for?"
Yes. Okay, wait in line here. Yep, already waiting in line, but sure. So two lanes open up at the same time. There's a guy in front of me. So I start walking to the lane nearest me. He's, like, about to walk to the other one, and she goes, "No!" And she's like, "Not you!" She's like, "It's not your turn. He goes first." And the guy was like, "You can go ahead. Like, it's fine." And I was like, "No, I just thought since two lanes opened up, we could go." So the guy goes up, and I stand there, and the lady, like, waves me over to the empty line. She's like, "Okay, now go to that one." And I was like, "Goddamn woman."
You're like, "That's where I was headed, but thanks."
You do realize this is a volunteer position. She was probably a Trump supporter.
I fucking hate people that take volunteer positions so seriously. Like, you're not even getting paid for this. Just relax.
Just calm down a little bit.
Go get your balls waxed.
Like, yeah, you old hag.
I saw someone the other day, not even lying, in public. I was with my cousin because my cousin was in town for the Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or as I like to say, Hollow Weekend. And
good one.
So original. 10 points for creativity.
10 points for Gryffindor.
And we were in public and we went to go get a coffee. And we went through the drive-thru, obviously. But then we had to go to the liquor store, the more important store. And we're waiting in line, and I'm not even lying. The lady at the checkout register had very close to a full mustache.
No way.
And it was not like the curly kind. Not like...
It was like,
not like the hipster
mustache. Was it like a 15-year-old boy mustache?
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, usually women grow, like, peach fuzz, mm-hmm. and they'll have a few hairs on their upper lip. Like, I know I get them, because I have super dark hair. But I get, like, two, mm-hmm. and then I just get rid of them, obviously. I'm not going to walk around with dark hairs hanging out of my
upper lip. A Fu Manchu, you just start with, like, two long hairs.
Just, like, singular hairs on each side. But they're just really long. I'll just tie them to my nipple hairs. It'll be fine. Tie a little bow.
Cute.
I know, it's so
cute.
How did I even think of it? But anyway, it was very much a full mustache. And darker hair than what her hair on her head was. And obviously, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just a patron at the liquor store. I'm not going to be like, "Hello, teller taking my money. Did you also know that you have a mustache?"
Oh my gosh. Maybe she's been, like, really trying to grow that.
Maybe. And who am I to tell her not to?
Yeah, true. She's repping that mustache.
Oh, it looked ridiculous.
Damn.
It was pretty thick.
She's going hard on the No Shave November.
She's going so hard she started in October of 1987. Also, the only other thing that I did this whole week was clean out my closet. Mm-hmm. My giveaway pile is taking up my whole entire study. My giveaway pile is bigger than most people's wardrobes. I would go through piece by piece and be like, oh, that's so cute. Like, that's such a date night outfit. And then I'd go through and be like, oh, that's so cute. That's such a date night outfit. Oh my god, that's so cute. I could totally wear this on a date. And then I realized afterwards, I was like, I have a lot of date night outfits and clothes for someone that hasn't gone on a date in like 3 years.
Do you do the thing, like, where you take stuff out of your closet, like, even if you haven't worn it in so fucking long? Yeah, I could wear this there. I could wear it, you know? And then yeah. You, like, start talking yourself out of getting rid of stuff.
I went back and went through my giveaway pile. Because then I was like, why? Who was I 3 days ago? Why would I give that away? Or I'll be going through things and be like, I cannot give this away because if there's ever like a early 2000s Hillary Duff themed birthday party, this is what I'm going to wear. Like something, like a super specific event that I just made up in my head. I'm like, oh, that's perfect for that.
I can assure you, the only person that will have a early 2000s Hillary Duff themed birthday party
will be me.
Yep.
And for the past, how old am I, 26? For the past 20 years, no one's come to my birthday party, so.
Hey, I did.
Yeah. Okay, so like 3 people will come to my birthday party. Yeah. You and Preston and maybe one of my parents.
That'd be a fun party, okay?
Especially if it's my mom. So at my birthday party last year, my mom, let's just say she got a little deep in her cup. She was drinking a little bit. And then she started drinking a lot, and she started dancing.
Oh, baby.
My mom comes downstairs, grabs my Yui Boom, and it starts, like, holding it in her hand while she's doing this weird-ass dance. If you've ever seen me dance, it's exactly like that, except for, like, 30 years older. So she's doing that, and then she's like, Samantha, Shannon, Lindsay, what's that song where it's like the mattress and the tattoo and like, you know what I'm talking about? And I was like, unfortunately I do. It's Closer by the Chainsmokers. And she was like, play that song right now. Play it right now. And so I play it and she's literally holding the Yui Boom, dancing with it and goes, turn it up 3, just turn it up by 3. And I was like, you can turn it up by yourself. And she was like, oh, I can.
Check the boombox, Mom.
Worst mistake I ever made. She's pressing it up. She turns it up all the way and is just like dancing, like Jersey Shore dancing, like boom, boom, boom.
Pumping
like,
the fist.
Yeah. But it wasn't a full fist because she was holding the Yui Boom speaker in it. She was just dancing in the middle of everyone and everyone just,
it was free entertainment. Definitely. Yeah, sure. That is free entertainment.
I called her yesterday to wish her a happy birthday. And she said, what the fuck are you talking about? It's not my birthday. And I go, I know. Duh, you're my mom. But it's Kris Jenner's birthday. So it's basically your birthday.
I love it. I love Kris Jenner.
Me too.
Yeah, your mom's baby Kris Jenner.
Baby Kris.
Going off of your mom's story of her and the music... My sweet mother, I came home the other night, and I just was relaxing, and she plays her music so fucking loud, I bet the neighbors hate her, and she recently discovered a new song. It's called Sunflower by Post Malone. She played it 15 times. In a row.
And you counted this?
Yes. Every single time it'd play, I was like, all right. This is the last one. I know it. Loop again. Okay, this has got to be the last time. I was like, I don't want to be a dick and be like, yo.
Fucking stop.
Yeah, turn your music down, man. So I texted her and I was like, can you not play Sunflower one more time? I love you, Post Malone, but I can't stand that song. Simply because my mother.
So apparently Post Malone broke up with his girlfriend.
He had a girlfriend?
That's what I said. I didn't even know he had a girlfriend. Who is she? I don't know.
How dare she? I would date Post Malone.
That is gross.
Yeah. He's weirdly cute to me.
I love his... Well, okay, I love some of his songs.
Yeah, he's got some good songs. But yeah, he had a girlfriend, so no one knew who it was.
E! News posted it, I know.
I'll investigate later.
She wasn't anyone famous that I have heard of, anyway. No. And I pretty much know all famous people. Not personally,
but... I was like...
Like, I know all famous people,
I was like, wow, you're really doing us a disservice.
You guys, Taylor Swift and I were throwing a joint birthday party this year. Be there. I don't know where it's at yet. She hasn't gotten back to me on the details.
Little snake.
Yeah. We have the same birthday, though, obviously. Otherwise, I wouldn't have just said that.
Oh, you, so you are, you by trade are a little snake as well. A beautiful snake that I would love to own.
It's not the worst thing that someone said to that one.
Do you know who else shared your birthday?
No. Oh, actually I do. Dorinda Medley from Real Housewives of New York.
Dorinda.
So Dorinda, T Swizz. If you want to have a joint birthday party, it will be wild. I'll invite approximately 15 people, but only 4 will come.
So you guys will have to handle it?
Yes, yeah, so you got to get the guest list covered. Come on. Treat me right.
Steve Buscemi is also on your birthday.
Ew.
Yes, Steve Buscemi, Herman Cain.
Who the hell is Herman Cain?
Oh, Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
Love Jamie Foxx.
I don't really give a fuck about Jamie Foxx.
Whoa.
No offense, Jamie Foxx. I'm sure you're lovely in person.
I don't know who the rest of these people are, so I'll just cut it there, but I share a birthday with Usher Baby, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and that's about it. Ralph Lauren.
But Usher.
Usher Baby. That's right.
What was his
name? I was just trying to...
It's not him?
You got it, you got it bad. When it
And then he had that duet with Alicia Keys that everyone was obsessed with for a while.
I was like, I was about to sing, some people want it all. But no, that's not it.
That actually didn't sound horrible.
Hey, thanks. Some people. No. But thank
you. Okay.
Okay, anyways.
Do you have anything else for your week?
No.
No.
I'm mildly depressed and, but also happy at the same time. How's that possible? Don't know.
I think that's how everyone feels over the age of 22.
I'll slip my wrist in a happy way.
Oh, God. Yeah, like, I'm giddy doing it.
That was really messed up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But it's the truth.
But it was kind of funny. So, Maggie and I came across this girl.
Rando. I don't know who the hell she is.
She's pretty random. And we decided that we hated her.
So this is the roast of a random girl.
Dun, dun, dun. Hope you're not listening, random girl. So here's the thing. She's super annoying. She's really skinny and little, which already makes me kind of hate her a little bit. Because I'm fat, not little.
Okay.
Okay, not fat. I'm just a little chubster.
You're not chubster. You're perfect.
I've gained 6 pounds, so I'm 6 pounds chubby. How about that? And she always talks like this. Like, every single time she talks like this. And she also, every time she speaks, she makes her lips go in a way to where you can see, like, almost all of her teeth.
How do you even make that lispy voice?
I don't know. It's just like this. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Okay.
But she just always sounds so fucking stupid when she talks. She could be...
a brilliant Einstein.
Yeah. But she just sounds stupid and she acts stupid. And then Maggie and I decided to stalk her Instagram. And we found out that she actually is stupid. Because she was like, I literally did blah blah blah. But she spelled...
Literally.
Like L-I-T-C-H Ollie.
Literally. Literally.
Literally? I can't handle that.
Can't handle it. Also, raisin lover.
Yeah. Yeah, she
did. Not an old person lover. Real life raisin.
She did a birthday post of, I think it was like one of her friends or whatever, and she was like, happy birthday, my little raisin lover. and Maggie and I died a little bit because we were like, raisin lover.
Out of all the things to love, I mean, this is a vast universe. You could love many things.
Even just in the snack region, there's an unlimited amount of things that you could love.
Grapes. She loves shriveled up grapes.
Raisins. Who the hell in the history of the world is like, I'm feeling a little peckish. I want a snack. How about this mini box of raisins?
I fucking love raisins.
You remember how those raisins used to come in, like, the mini red boxes?
That little lady on it?
Yeah.
Or whatever? She holding grapes or something? I don't know.
Who the fuck knows? I know there was, like, a yellow circle or something, but... Who?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's like, I want a snack, and instead of reaching for, like, chocolate...
Chips.
Or almonds, chips, they're like, raisins.
You know what's really gonna get me going?
Good raisin.
A good raisin. It's all you need is a good raisin.
Like, I myself enjoy an oatmeal raisin cookie. Most people hate oatmeal raisin cookies.
They're good.
I find them delightful. They're like a winter's day in a cookie. Like a warm winter's day by the fire with some cinnamon and a cookie.
But you could like go into it and be like, oatmeal? A raisin?
I don't like either of those things individually.
Do you agree that the texture of oatmeal is like...
vomit?
Yeah, and it's just chunky, like, slide it down.
Yeah, I really don't like oatmeal that much.
I've forced myself when I eat oatmeal. This is healthy for you.
Well, then, why do you eat it?
Because sometimes it's just what you need. Sometimes you just need a raisin. Sometimes you just need an oatmeal, a good oatmeal.
I've never in my life said, I need oatmeal or I need a raisin.
Just wait, Samantha. There's plenty of time.
You know what I have said, though?
What?
I need what are those candies called? Like, Reason? Risin? Or whatever? And they're like the caramel chocolate.
Oh, race.
They are spelled like R-E-I or R-I-E, yeah. Whatever the fuck. I before E except after C and after like half the other fucking letters. Like, I love those.
Love them. Do they have raisins in them?
No.
Oh.
They're just spelled... They just sound similar, so I was trying to make a bad joke. Literally.
Oh my god. So, going off of social media, and just some weird shit that you see on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what we were talking about the other day, that we hate. What is with people posting on pictures about last night?
And they always have, like, the dot, dot, dot.
About last night. What about last night?
It makes me so fucking mad. And here's the thing. It's usually a picture of people sitting at a dinner table.
Yep.
People just grouped together holding wine glasses. Or just people together doing something. But it's always posed. It's always a posed photograph. And then it's like, about last night, dot, dot, dot. What about last night? This is not telling me anything. All I know is that you were at dinner. What was the dinner for? What are you holding the wine glasses for? Like, what about last night? What happened last night that made it so eventful? You went to dinner?
You got me curious.
Like, congratulations. You spent $45 on a dinner that was probably subpar. Good job. Like...
about last night. I just want to know where it started and when it's going to end, because I hate it.
It needs to end immediately. And I guarantee you the person that started it was an actual photo of them being, like, arrested or something. Was like, oh, about last night. So you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to start posting just random-ass pictures of me eating Chinese food. Snuggling with my cat.
About last night.
Watching Real Housewives. And every caption is just going to be like, about last night.
About yesterday morning.
What can we start doing? About yesterday.
About lunchtime.
About tonight.
So please, if you have any insight on this, if you've done it, you know, I'm sorry. You're a horrible human.
Like, people just whistle little
diddlies,
songs.
Like in the middle of... Yeah.
Nothing makes me want to punch someone faster than when they whistle.
What if they sing? You'd rather the sing than the whistle?
Or a hum.
Okay.
I would so much... The whistle, it makes me want to break your fucking nose.
Noted.
So, one time I yelled at a guy in the security line at the airport. I was with my parents, and I turned around and I was like, can you fucking stop whistling? And my dad was like, wow, Samantha. And he, like, looked at the guy. He's like, I'm so sorry. I apologize for her. And I was like, I don't apologize. Stop whistling. You're in public.
Trigger.
I got in so much trouble. I was, like, in high school still. I got in so much trouble. My dad wouldn't talk to me for, like, the whole rest of the way home.
It's just a trigger. You can't help what triggers you.
Yeah. Also, once I was in the Heathrow airport waiting for my flight back to America, and I was with my mom, and I was super hungover. Because obviously.
Grumpy girl. Here we go.
And they had this piano in which people could just play. So there was this group of kids that had gone to London for like a week-long trip with their high school or whatever. It's a fucking choir, of course. And they're just playing this piano. They're not fucking... What's a piano player? Mozart?
Beethoven?
Like, they're not doing a very good job, okay? And then they're all singing along. I walked my hungover ass over there and was like, can you fucking stop? Because this is giving everyone in this terminal a headache. And then I just said that. I didn't even wait for them to respond and walked back to my seat. And their, like, teacher guy came over to me and was like, what's wrong with them playing the piano? And I was like, well, it's annoying as fuck. That's what's wrong with it.
They keep playing Heart and Soul over and over.
No, they weren't even playing, like, real songs. They were just, like, fucking around on this piano. That's what's wrong with it. And he was just like, oh, well, they're just kids, like, trying to play the piano that's there for them to play. And I was like, cool. Well, everyone in this fucking terminal hates you and those fucking kids, so either stop it or play something good. And then he walked away, and my mom just kind of looked at me like, wow. That's a lot. That's a lot to deal with. But she didn't disagree.
Yeah.
She was hungover, too. She was partying with me the night before.
Yeah, there's nothing, like, worse than a person that can't play the piano. But yet they're playing the piano.
Because it was there. It was there to play.
My dad, they got me a keyboard one year for Christmas, and my dad loved the keyboard more than I did. And he kept, much like my mom, playing that song over and over. He played that song that's like, over and over. Aw, hi Hobson. He loved that. Aw. Were you making sure I'm okay? He's like standing on the couch, like making sure I'm not dying.
He's like, that's my call song. It's my mating song.
He really does like that. Aw. He's so grumpy that we're not playing with him. So another social media no-no. Too many pics of your food.
Yeah.
I can't think of an instance where I would, like, take a picture of my food and post it. I guess unless I was, like...
Maybe if I was in somewhere super exotic and they made it look like a dragon, like, crazy or something. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see a picture of your cheeseburger. I don't want to see a picture of your pasta. I definitely don't want to see a picture of your salad. That's just depressing for everyone. Including you. You got a salad?
Maybe they're just trying to convince themselves that it was good.
It's fucking stupid, isn't it? Another thing, like, at my ripe old age of 26, many of my friends or prior friends or prior schoolmates have been having children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it must be wired in the brains of these people or something, that once you have a child, all you can post about is your child. And they'll literally post like 4 Instagram posts in a row, all with the sliding pictures. So they'll literally post like 20 photos of their fucking baby in like a 5-minute time frame. I don't like babies. No babies are cute. I'm sorry, that your baby looks like a potato, just like everyone else's baby.
Oh my god.
I don't want to see 20 pictures of it, like, in the bathtub. Like, you know?
It's first bath. It's first meal.
It's first onesie. It's first wine. Smile. It's first wine.
Well, that it's first cry. Yeah, save it. Whatever happened to yearbooks, man? Or yearbooks? I mean, scrapbooks.
I was like, yearbooks? I think they're still around. My brother messaged me today. He sends me this video. It's like a Snapchat video that he had recorded on his phone. Like, he didn't take the snap. Like, he recorded it that someone else sent him, if that makes sense, or whatever. And it was the senior class at Old High School. They were in the auditorium going through, like, what's appropriate for a senior quote. And they had a huge, like, they were showing a PowerPoint, and it was a huge picture of Matthew and his senior quote. And the guy's, like, talking, he's like, obviously this is not appropriate, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, Matthew, that is hilarious. What was your senior quote that they're like, making this big of a deal about it? And my brother's senior quote was, God is good, beer is great, people are crazy. Like, that country song.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's so funny. And I honestly can't even believe they would print that in a high school senior quote. And he was like, I know, but did you know what Jack's senior quote was? And I was like, no, it was Jack's senior quote. And Jack's senior quote was, I broke up with my girlfriend, but I asked her if it was okay that we're still cousins. And I was laughing at my desk for so long. I literally started crying. I was cracking the fuck up.
Did they print that?
Yeah. These what? Are all in, like, these are in Matt's yearbook.
No way.
Auditorium meeting thing. What are those things called when you're in high school?
Oh, shit. Assembly.
Assembly, that's it.
I was like, town hall. I was like,
a meeting. Yeah, town hall.
So something else we were talking about is weird pronunciation of words.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were talking about Pirates of the Caribbean. When people say Pirates of the Caribbean, it ticks me right on off.
Yeah, that gets my goat.
But then I feel like it's appropriate in other times. The Caribbean.
Well, okay, here's what I think. If you're referencing the location, like, I'm going on vacation, you say you're going on vacation in the Caribbean. Like, that's what I think. Yeah. Or it's, like, the Caribbean Ocean.
But see? It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's Pirates of the Caribbean always. It's not Pirates of the Caribbean. That just sounds fucking low class and stupid. That sounds like the off-brand movie.
It does. It doesn't sound nearly as much exciting as, wow, you're just...
I've dropped my phone 3 times. Took the case off of it, and it's really slippery.
Yeah, be careful with that on the cement.
On the cement? That sounds like semen. Be careful with that on the semen.
I always am, don't you worry. Yeah. That, let's see what else.
Oh God, sorry. I keep
crayon?
This.
Crayon?
How do you say it?
Crayon.
Crayon.
But then that's probably crayon. Yeah, crayon?
Sounds like cranberry.
I know.
But what are you going to say? Crayon.
Crayon. The more you pronounce words, the weirder the sound. I'm like, crayon. Crayon.
Or like when you spell words, like I was talking to him the other day, and it looked like he had been typing for a really long time, and all he said was like something has to stay anonymous.
Uh-huh.
And then he wrote back and he was like, I honestly can't tell if that's how you spell anonymous, because it's just one of those words where and then the more you look at it and you're like, is that right? Is that wrong? That does not look right. That's how I am with the word vacuum every time.
I'm trying to think about
two U's. The I before E rule really fucks me up every time.
Caramel?
I say caramel.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Caramel?
I've always said caramel.
Caramel. I can't. Can't do a caramel.
There's two A's. It's caramel.
I can't. Caramel. Caramel.
But it is weird that I say caramel because my whole family says caramel.
Caramel. That sounds like a really caramel. Fancy name. I'm gonna name something that. A fish or caramel. Something.
A fish?
Caramel.
Not even a cat. You're just like, hey fish, your name's caramel. Caramel. I read this thing online that this person bought a fish and his dad made him name it James Pond. I don't know if it's true, but I read it on the internet, so it must be. Pecan.
Pecan. No, I'm thinking pecan.
Pecan, yeah. So, I know people that say pecan, and that's fucking stupid. And a pecan? One of my parents' friends says pecan. No, 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 no. That just literally sounds like a coffee can that you use to pee in. Like on your road pee trips can. And shit. Pecan. No, that grosses me
pecan.
Out. Pecan. Yeah, pecan pie.
I don't know why it sounded so weird to me when he said it.
Because I'm just... You just think I'm weird. And then,
the feeling is mutual, Samantha. It's fine.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Do you say mayonnaise?
I say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Again, that sounds so weird, though. Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
Ew.
Mayonnaise.
That's my number one least favorite food. I will not touch it. If I see, like, anything other than Graham of Ice potato salad, that's my one exception. But any other food that has mayo in it, I'm like, no. Keep it away from me. That's disgusting.
I'm just gonna, like, I'll sneak into your house when you're sleeping, and then I'll just have a bowl of mayo, and I'll just be slapping it with a spoon, and, like, making it, like...
That is disgusting. I literally had to, I was watching my brother once when I was way younger, and after school he wanted a sandwich, and he likes a lot of mayo, and I literally had to, like, close my eyes and, like, not breathe while I, like, put it on the bread, because it grosses me out that bad. I really think it's, like, one of the most disgusting condiments ever in the history of the world.
Do you like fry sauce? Fry sauce is good.
Well, it depends on, like... Where it's at and what I'm eating.
Okay. That makes sense. For y'all out there that don't know what fry sauce is, it was quote-unquote invented in Utah. Like mayo and ketchup and something mixed.
So
I don't know.
It's mayo and ketchup mixed, but it was not invented in Utah. Just the term fry sauce was invented in Utah for that.
Utahns love their fry sauce. Does anyone do fry sauce out there? Like anyone else in the States?
So in the UK, people always made fry sauce with ketchup and mayo, but they didn't call it fry sauce. It was just, they sauce? Mixed together ketchup and mayo.
Just sauce? Like any other?
It wasn't like some big event. It's just, they mixed these things together and dipped their fries into it.
When I first moved here, people were like, have you tried fry sauce? I was like, what is fry sauce? I didn't know what fry sauce was. Yeah, and they're like, it's a Utah thing. And I was like, oh.
Like, neat.
Cool. Yeah, it's good.
When I was little, I always confused fry sauce and honey mustard. I would confuse them in the terms of when I wanted to make something.
Oh.
And so I'd be like, Mom, can you make me honey mustard?
Uh-huh.
Thinking that it was just honey and mustard, which it's not. And she was like, no. And I was like, why not? It's just like, it's literally two things. It's honey and mustard. And she was like, no, that's not what honey mustard is. Like, I promise you that's not what honey mustard is.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. I've literally made honey mustard at home.
Wow, my mom is such a liar.
Don't tell her. Just be like, Mom, what is honey mustard? Like, what's it made of? I just want to know, like, what her ingredients for a honey mustard is.
Oh, I'll ask her. She probably has no clue. She's not... Her sort of cuisine that she likes to cook is, like, hamburger helper and some, like, casseroles. She's not, like, I'm gonna whip you up some gourmet dinner.
Yeah.
Like me, where I'm like, oh, do you want a Hot Pocket? Because I got that covered.
I walked in and she had a prime rib and having some lobster screaming on the stove.
Yeah. In reality, I just had about 45 Starbursts on my counter and a bag of Hot Cheetos. So.
That was cool because I got all the pink ones because you don't like them.
Yeah, they're my third favorite.
That's fucking wild. I know I say it all the time, but who are you? Who are you?
I don't know. I don't know who I am.
Okay.
That kind of reminds me. So in middle school, I had a really hard time fitting in, like most people do. And I went to sleep one night, and I was really depressed. I had a really bad day at school, and I don't know, I just put on a beanie to go to sleep. And it was like...
That's like your... I like how you're like, I was really depressed, and so I put a beanie on to go to sleep.
But it wasn't even like a cool... It wasn't even like just a plain black beanie, no. It was like a pale blue beanie from Old Navy with like little sweater designs all over it. Like some sparkles and stuff. And I'm just wearing this beanie.
That was like you being emo was thrown on the beanie.
And I'll always remember this. My mom was like, she came in to like tuck me in or whatever because I was still young. And I was just like, yeah, okay, thank you. Have a good night. And she was like, things will get better. And then she was like, wait, what are you wearing on your head? And I was like, a beanie. And she goes, okay. And then she goes out and gets my dad. And I could just hear her, like, talking to my dad. And he's like, who does she think she is? And my mom was like, I don't know. Just go in and talk to her. And so my dad just goes, he goes, hey, like, what's up? What are you wearing on your fucking head? You're going to sleep. And I was like, I'm wearing a hat. He was like, why? This isn't really who you are. Like, he was trying to handle it so well. And I just start sobbing and go, and I was like, I don't even know who I am. And then he lost his patience. He was like, get it together, take the beanie off, go to sleep.
You are like 15 years old. Calm down.
Like, I don't even know who I am. Like, the most dramatic. Like,
yeah, everything was like, yeah. It was such a big deal.
It was dire.
Now I'm just like, you know what? Two things that depress me so much. Out and about. And, yeah. I hear people talking and someone says, he's like, yeah, I used to have hopes and dreams. Now I'm just working here and waiting to die.
Oh my god!
And I was like, wow. I was like, that's depressing. Somebody else, like, said something along the, like, same lines and they're like, yeah, getting old sucks. And they're just like, yeah, life just sucks and then you just, like, you just die. Fuck. This is, like, in the same week and I was just, like, examining my life way too hard. What is everything all about?
That's depressing shit.
Right, I know, there. It's, like, two things that I overheard and I was like, god fucking damn it.
I bet both of those people have a shit ton of children and don't drink alcohol.
Probably.
But every time I get drunk, life seems a lot happier.
Seems a little bit more sparkly.
It's always more sparkly, especially because I can't really see very well, like, when I'm sober, and then when I get drunk, everything gets even glazed over even more. And so everything's just kind of a blur, so it looks like one of those super fancy Instagram posts.
You live a fabulous life, everybody. And for all you folks out there, life doesn't suck. Just sucks sometimes. And then you die.
I was thinking earlier today that, like, because obviously the last episode I said that I was going to probably die by being in, like, a road rage incident. And I think that I'm going to get murdered.
Whoa!
Not, like, now. Not anytime soon, but probably when I'm, like, 50 or 60, when I'm not as spry and able to fight him off.
This is fucking nuts.
But I think I'm just going to piss someone off a little too much. I haven't exactly found the balance, and I don't think I ever will.
Who?
But I don't think it's going to be a random attack. It's going to be, like, a
It's going to be, like, calculated? Like, yeah. Hitman style?
Very, like, RJ.
Okay, wait. Scenario.
RJ? OJ.
OJ. OJ, like, orange juice. Okay. I can see it now. You're in your house up in the hills. They fucking pull, like, Kim Kardashian shit. Get through the gate. And, but then, you survive, and you're even more famous.
I dig that.
Yeah. That's the vibe. And, like, you pull some, you had no idea you could do this, but you pulled some Tomb Raider shit out, and you're just,
I have, like, nunchucks, like, just randomly.
You're just, like, swinging on sheets and with a assault rifle.
And one stiletto.
And one stiletto, and you're sweating, but beautifully. You've got your PJs on, but they're perfect.
I'll add this to my transcript.
Okay.
Because I'm writing one.
Okay.
Also, I sleep naked.
Okay. Well.
And every time I go to sleep, I'm like, if someone breaks into my house right now, like, I don't know what I would do because I'm just fully naked. And I can't just, like, run out to the golf course naked.
Just, like, going back to that, like, vision that I had of you, you're just, like, swinging on sheets naked. Like, with an assault rifle.
Just, like, taped with, like, an oversized Band-Aid or something.
I love this. That's my vision for you.
Okay, I'll write it.
Okay. Oh yeah, you're not getting murdered on my watch.
Well, on that note, I suppose we should
wrap it on.
Say bon vivant. What is it?
You confuse me sometimes.
Au revoir.
You like pronounce things weird and do things, and then my brain is just like wiped. It's weird. You're like the real version of the Men in Black blinker. It's weird. It's so bizarre.
Well, I guess we should say
au revoir.
Yeah, but now I don't want to say it.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. Toodaloo, bitches.